EU tax breaks expanding to non-European countries. The European Union is set to expand its Made in EU regulations, which offer tax breaks to company cars and corporate fleets, to vehicles built in non-European Union countries such as the UK, Japan, and South Korea. This move aims to shield the European car industry from the threat of new Chinese brands and provide a crucial lifeline for struggling automakers in these regions. The Buy European effort, branded Made in EU inside the bloc's Industrial Accelerator Act, originally reserved state aid benefits for European automakers alone. However, the provisions have now been expanded to cover so-called trusted partners, including the UK, Japan, and South Korea. This change may be enough to convince Nissan to keep building cars in the UK. The British car industry has been struggling since the country left the EU, with many manufacturers facing financial difficulties. The inclusion of partner countries in these efforts could prove to be a significant boost for the industry, which has been on shaky ground for most of the past decade. Roughly 60% of newly registered vehicles in the region are bought by businesses, making company cars and corporate fleets a crucial area of focus for the Made in EU framework. Eligible vehicles will qualify for tax benefits, including the company car tax break, under these laws. The potential change is great news for automakers in the UK, Japan, and South Korea, giving them a vital way to compete with Chinese brands that have been accused of overcapacity. This move could also prove to be an important lifeline for the British car manufacturing industry, which has faced significant challenges since Brexit. Nissan recently warned UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer that it would have to close its Sunderland factory due to the Buy European push. However, the inclusion of partner countries in these efforts could be enough to convince Nissan to stick around in the UK. Major car manufacturers have reportedly convinced European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen that it was in the EU's best interest not to jeopardize the integrated supply chains that exist among the four regions. This move also acknowledges the potential risks of a strict Made in EU push, which could impact European brands that use overseas suppliers. The expansion of Made in EU regulations is a significant development in the ongoing struggle between the European car industry and Chinese rivals. As the EU seeks to shore up its manufacturing sector, it remains to be seen how this move will play out in practice. Ultimately, the success of this initiative will depend on its ability to support the growth of European automakers while also promoting fair competition in the global market. With the inclusion of partner countries, the Made in EU framework has taken a significant step towards achieving this goal.